We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Simon Shimon Hey, the halacha of the four different domains of Shabbos, Siv Dalet, and the bottom of the Kuf Tzadik Vav Mem Aleph. Chayim Shebekosli Rishus HaYachid, the holes in the walls of Rishus HaYachid, Sheklapei Rishus HaYachid, that are towards the Rishus HaYachid. So it's from within the area of the private domain. And Rishus HaYachid, so those holes in the wall have the same halacha as the private domain. Agar says Rama, v'nim klapei chutz. Now, if they're towards the outside, v'nim oivrim klapei as a ketinim tamid beis p'nim, and they don't go all the way through towards the inside. They don't lefi govim v'rachmon. So then they're qualified based on their height and their width. Which is boas amazeh, like it's being explained. The simon sivjit yimel says beis v'nim l'rashba and the magi mishnah. Says the mishnah brura siv kot and test. So if you have the holes in the wall of a private domain, which is Sheklap Rishus HaYachid, that's towards Rishus HaYachid, some of the amendments say is Tfilin Poinim Gam Rishus Rabim, even if they turn also towards Rishus Rabim, meaning Kimich Achor may be able to, but since the hole goes through and through, Benechtas Gam Klap Rishus HaYachid, and also enters towards the private domain, Dinim Kishus HaYachid, and the holes of Allah Chalik Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, Asa La'itzi is a Dabar Shemun HaChalachar. The implications are, you're not allowed to remove anything that's placed on this hole, Rishus HaRabim, to the public domain, or the karmas asamach, or to the karmas is near it, because it's considered Rishus HaYachid. And if you take it from the street into that hole, chai, you can be liable. Now, being a dasa tesis, the pin of tesis is less chiyuv, but that there is no liability. Only if the hole was 4x4 tvachim, but that's a rajba by me'iri. They hold the bechir Rishus HaYachid by the cracks. The holes in Rishus HaYachid, ain't so chiyuv, racham arba. It does not have to be for tvachim. Why? The Yishlam did Rishus HaYachid Atzma has a look at the Rishus HaYachid itself. But Chol Gabni, in all cases, Shashar Tzin Oishir brings that's how the Vilna Gaon writes. He says it's a wonder that he quotes from the Avodas HaKodesh, and he concludes at the end, the Loike Magid Ram, not Loike Magid Ram, Be'inan, Be'inan Lamat Masar, regarding when it's beneath 10 tvachim. Now, in the Avodas HaKodesh, it's explicitly brought that even below 10 tvachim is like Magid Ram. That's an Eli Rabbi brings the name of the Avodas HaKodesh. He says, I already found that Mishmas Adam already asked like this. He says, maybe it explains that this is the Rashi writes in the beginning, but even Klapi of Nim, that it goes towards the inside, means only towards the inside. And even though that's pushing it, because he concludes afterwards, Imhim Klapi Chutz, Ve'inim Oivrim, if it's towards the outside and it doesn't go through and through, which sounds like that in the beginning was talking about, that it goes also towards the inside, not just, you would have to explain like this from what the Rashi writes regarding this is the ledge that comes out from the wall that Davka when it's 10 tefachim high. This is brought later on at the end of Simishan and Gimel Sub Gimel. Look up at the end of the going that brings in the Rashba that this Rashba a source for Hashita. Look over there. Sivkat and Yud. So these cracks in the wall are Heim Rishus HaYachid. When they're facing towards Rishus HaYachid, they have a loch of a Rishus HaYachid. From the unspecific wording of the author, it sounds like even if the crags are beneath 10 tefachim, since they are open towards the inside, that's something with the word in Ramah, that he writes them, that if they don't pass through towards the inside, they don't lift the government off, and then they're qualified according to their height and their width. Mashmah sounds like them that if the holes, if the cracks are passing through towards the inside, you know, we don't look at their height and their width. That they're always considered like Kershus Yachid. Now, Bel Yabba Kasa, Bel Yabba writes, the double zep looked deep in the Rishayim, the small legs of Rishayim. The Yeshim, the Rishayim, the Sviru, who the R from the Rishayim that hold the Kivin Shulamat Masar, since it's beneath 10 Tvachim, even they were Shus Yachim Mishtam Shibshim. So the people in the private domain, they don't really use those holds. The Shakim and Shulamach, because since it's so low down, but they were Shus Rab Mishtam Shibshim, people in the street will utilize such cracks. But I came there for Dim Kechai Rishus Rab. So it has a lot like the cracks of Shus Rab. For the Kabbalah Sivin Gimel, that we'll explain later on, that's also been the going in his explanation. And that's what he said. Ramah added on, if they are towards the outside and they don't pass by through towards the inside, then they get judged according to the height and the width. Hainu, that is imim gemara satvachim. If the ten tvachim high, burachim arba and four tvachim wide, have rishos yachid. Then this that crack, that hole is considered rishos yachid. If the main gemara satvachim, if they're not ten tvachim from the ground, as imim burachim arba. Look, then if it's four tvachim wide, but again, it's not ten tvachim high. Have a karmelis. That's a rabbinically prohibited area, but it's not rishos yachid. But if not, then actually have a makam tur. Then it's even what's called an exempt area. Even though it's going to be explained, this halacha l'ramah explicitly in Sibri Gimel. Not the halacha, he picks it to say over here. Kedei Levar to explain that even the cracks of the wall that are towards Rishos Rabbim, Kishma Falash Rishos Yachad, when they're flush, Rishos Yachad, Yim Kecher Rishos Yachad, then they have the halacha like the holes of a private domain. Sifhei. The airspace of a private domain is considered the private domain all the way up to the sky. Even if someone sticks a reed into the ground in the Rishus HaYachad, 100 amas high, even though it's not even 4 tefachim wide, if someone throws from the street, the nachal gabav lands on top of it, it's going to be high because the airspace goes up till the Shemayim. That's considered Rishos Yachad. Sivav. I feel a kli, even a vessel, could go in a table, like a box, a migdal, or a tower, a closet, a kaveris, or a beehive. Im yesh b'l'rabi arbal arba. If there is, to square it out, 4x4 tvach, and b'l'gavoy asara and 10 tvachim high, a Rishos Yachad considered as a private domain. And that's the chiddush, says Mishmur Sivkot Nigim, I feel a kli b'chul, hain, I feel a hiya med b'shus ram. So you could have this, you could have some type of a toy car, or whatever a box is there, a garbage can, you could have something that very easily, say, cutting your dal, a teva, b'chula, a kevera, a box, or a beehive. So, nakash ne mini kalim, meaning, why is he picking these types? So, these two types of vessels, you have mirabam, those that are square like a box, I have gulam around like a beehive. But, point is, say, cut does love, if you have what to square it around, a square it as 4x4, and at central market, it's just yachad, even in the middle of the street. Okay, and therefore, bekabedesh yagula. So this beehive that's round, it's not going to be rishas yachad. It's chiti chalala until its airspace can be machzakis chamisha tefachim shleisha chumshi tefach, could contain 5 3/5 of a tefach, because does yesh bechalala, then you have in its airspace al rabbe al ba'alaba that you can square out from that roundness a square of 4x4 tefachim, which Sharati Noisi Gimel says. And according to the last opinion I mentioned, the Mishmur Sivkot and Gimel, that they hold that also the thickness of the walls combined for the shared dal tefachim, it would be enough in combination with the mechitzis to make it 5 3/5 of a tefach, which would mean even a smaller object or something with very thick walls, that this would be considered as a Rishos HaYachad. Sivkot Tezayin, have Rishos HaYachad, and that's bin toy chalala, whether within its ears, basically bin gava kli malo, or whether on top of the vessel, from above, which the Sharatzin Yudal brings that another. That's from the Prima God. This is also from the Prima God. The same thing is that it's airspace. So the garbage's airspace goes up till Shemayim, just like any other Rishos Yachad. So it's very interesting that you could be encountering this dilemma many times in the middle of the street. The canal says the Mishbur, like we mentioned, Mesiv Gimel. Now, klisha ingavay asar. Now, what happens if you have a vessel that's not 10 tefachim high, or even b'shus ram that's in the street, in din karmelis? Now, you're not going to get qualified as a karmelis because it's not 10 tefachim high, but it's 4 tefachim wide, which is what a karmelis is. No, din karmelis b'kelim. We don't consider a keli, a vessel, as a karmelis. Ela b'kamer b'shus ram, it's considered as the b'shus ram because the bottle of b'shus ram oimid by says the magid ram because something so small is nullified to the domain that it's in. To Sharatino, says, even though Evan Oizer is Masig and Morgan Brom, there's no Raya from Rashi. The command of Rashi is that it's Mokum Turba Alma, but it's not going to be Rishos Ram because it's not convenient in its utility. It brings the name that goes to Shri, the Reds explicit like his words. However, the Dino, we're not going to vary from the words of Morgan Brom because he says that's why he found in many Rishonim like his words. The Chadisha Rashba, Ran, Meiri, and others. So he says, you should know that the Meiri is brought explicitly. That also Mokum Tur is not Shaykh Bekim. And therefore, even if it's not Fort Vachamoid and Surah Shurz Ram, it is going to be bottled through Shurz Ram and it's at the Chayot and Paskets. Says Mr. Further, he says, according to this, if the vessel is in the carmelis, then carmelis look, then has the halacha of the carmelis in it. Mitzad rishosho emid boy, because of the domain that it's in. Chimuchach, like I'm on the submission, hey, and that's how it's obvious when you get from later on submission, hey, says the Tosfos Shabbos, because the base of mail does mag nevram. Now, okliya mechubel karka, if you have a vessel that's attached to the ground, mikri carmelis, and it's called the carmelis, then even if it's in the rishos ram, and as the Sharatzik Noisy Dine says, the reason is because since it's attached to the ground, so it's not really called a kli. So it's like a tail, like a mound that's less than 10 fachab and Rishos Rabban, which would have a halachic status as a carmelis. And it says Pashad. So I mean, you would have this, let's say, with a mailbox. I mean, you could have this, whatever the dimensions are. If it's beneath 10 fachab, but it's 4 fachab wide, you can have a carmelis in the middle of the street. It says Pashad that Memela, you need to have at least that it's 4 fachab wide, because if not, then it's a makab tur, even if it's 10 fachab wide, as we'll see later on. In Sif Yutes. Sif Zayin. Is it Rishos HaRabim? What's considered as a public domain? Rechevos, these are streets, or Shvakim, and marketplace, or Rechavim, Tesainama, that are 60 namas wide. They're not roofed. They don't have any walls. Even if they have walls, if they're open from straight from one gate to the other gate, and the Rama as on the words Vindal Sois and Lulis Balala from the Torah, that and the doors are not closed at night, then says Muhammad Havishas Ram, that is considered as a public domain. Says Mishmusiv Katan Yudzain that what's Rishas Ram, these are Rechevis, these are the squares or streets. Udrachim Shaiv Meir here says and roads that go from city to city are interstate highways. That's also a public domain because you have many people that go on them. The Sharati Noisitchez brings this from the Magen and other Achaim. It says it comes from the words of Rashi and the Rambam. It says also, but Davka, if they're 16 amas wide, like the way the Rambam writes. Sukkon Yudchez. And so these streets and marketplaces that have the Chabon Tezainama that are 16 amas wide. Because Alfin Madigli Midbar, we learned this out from the encampment they had in the Midbar, Shemakam Hilach HaGalas, where simply the traveling of the wagons, took up 60 namas. I can't therefore, my pachas mizah, if it's less than this measurement, in Rishos Rabim, and Atar is not biblically Rishos Rabim, and a karmelis, then it's just going to be a karmelis. Sevkot in your test, main mekarim, and they're not roofed, because they dig the midbar, the encampment in the midbar, they didn't have a roof. Sevkot in chav, in mefalash, mishal, ashar, and even if there's walls, if it's open from gate to gate, pilish asher mechubanim, mechubanim zeket zeket zeh, that the gates are directly one opposite the other. V'yesh lo yisederach mechubim mishal asher, and you have for that path that's focused from gate to gate called din Rishos Rabim. All the other halachas Rishos Rabim says the Magen Avraham. Then it'll be Rishos Rabim. Says v'ayim ber halacha and div maskul im. Sivkon chav alef, and the Rama add on the words v'indal soisa b'chulu that doors are not closed at night. Now, if Imdel's achas in South Balal, well, let's say if one of the two doors are closed at night, and come on, submission samachdal, mishmuru, sivkot and vav, sivkot and chabez, that the doors are not neulis. The Lashon Zemashma, from this wording, it sounds like them lahoyu neulis mamish, it wasn't literally locked, afbe shiruis, even though they're fit to be locked, lin disbatla diz a shemish rishon, would not nullify through this the name of rishon around from it, which would be hukidi rishon, would be like, come on, submission samachdal, sivbez, it's like the first opinion that we're going to see later on in Shin Zemachdal, ayin sham, look over there.
Yeah, locha and divim askelim him falashim mishal l'shar. So he said, look, mishburus of kam chav. What we wrote over there, and he referenced over here, be locha and divim magen avram. That path that it goes straight from gateway to gateway has all the halachas of Rishos Rab. Now it says it would seem obvious that if the whole street in the marketplace has a halacha of Rishos Rab, even though it widens very much from opposite where it flows open, like the Dirshu Mishbur has a picture, you see the road goes open from gate to gate, you know, from one end of the town to the other end of the town. But at one point, it's wider that even the Karen Zavis, the corner that's close to Rishos HaRabim, was Rishos HaRabim, if not for the fact that, let's say, it's not convenient to do stuff over there. Like it burned Shabbat of Zion, for sure, but here, we're meaning in general the Karen Zavis. For sure, here, where the whole primary area of gathering of the community, of the public, is in a place where it widens, that is going to be considered as Rosh Hashanah. And so the clear proof is this, that the Bach and the Shabbos writes in the opinion of the Rambam that even forests that are close to the paths are also Rosh Hashanah, because it's common that the public you know, gets, you know, moves a little off from the road and on the side, and they go there for sure over here. And this is the Magen Ram writes that you have for that path all the halachas of Shus Ram, but see what he means to say, his intent, but that you need to have that the width of the road is 16 amas, and also that it shouldn't be roofed, so that it should take effect on the Shemesh Shus Ram, and therefore it takes effect on the other place of the marketplace, even though it's not directly opposite that street from one end to the other end, like we said, because if not, then it wouldn't take effect the Shemesh Shus Ram on the whole shuk, on the whole marketplace. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 12. Regarding placing an object that's found in Rosh Hashanah Yachad, in this chur, in this hole that we're saying is like Rosh Hashanah Yachad, are like Rosh Hashanah Yachad, the opinion of the Evan Ezer is that you're not allowed to put it over there because a mice of this hole is breached totally to Rosh Hashanah Ram. In other words, from the other side, it's totally breached Rosh Hashanah Ram, and it's like Rosh Hashanah Yachad that is breached on one side totally Rosh Hashanah Ram, which has a look like a karmelis, and it's forbidden to take out to it from Rosh Hashanah Yachad. And that's how he holds a look in the Beis Meir and Rosh Be'egir and his Gilead Shulchan Aruch. But Magen Avraham writes, no, Rosh Hashanah Yachad, the holes in Rosh Hashanah Yachad, there's no chesaron, there's no lacking when they're breached totally Rosh Hashanah Ram. Even in such a situation, there's still butt Rosh Hashanah Yachad. And it wouldn't be a problem about putting stuff over there. Look at Shabbat later on Sibishun and Gimel that he brings the words of the Ebon Oizel Alocha, or if it's possible that he combines other reasons that are brought in the Harsham and to Shabbos that he brings over there. There's number 13. We said that Rosh Hashanah goes up to the sky. Now, if the walls go up on a diagonal, Chazanish writes, Rosh Hashanah goes up from that place where the Mechitzas end up until the sky in a straight line, not on the diagonal of the Mechitza. Drusha number 15. A hole at the width is 4x4 tefachim and is 10 tefachim deep that has a lach like Rosh Hashanah Yachad. Pribagram is not sure if the airspace also goes up to the sky. But later on, Simishan and Dald, he says him that it just does go up to the sky. From the words of Ravashi and Shabbos Tav Chesem Abeis, it sounds like a lachayra that it does not go up to the sky. And that's how you get medayik from his words of the Zayin and Aleph that he writes that all the airspace that's opposite Rosh Hashanah Yachad goes up to the sky. He says Bein Avar Chatzu Bein Avar Amid, and he doesn't say a boy or a pit with them. Issue number 17, about the measurement of the length of Rosh Hashanah Ram. The Torah writes, according to one girsa, the Rosh Hashanah Ram has to be 16 by 16 amas. That is that also in the measurement of its length it has to be at least 16 amas. That's what the Rashba writes in Abayit Zakeidish, and that's what the Chayyadim writes in Shulchan Aruch Rav. There's number 18, that Rosh Hashanah Ram cannot be roofed. If half of Rosh Hashanah Ram is roofed and half is not, then even if a majority is roofed, the Yad Ramah writes in Baba Vasa that the place that's not roofed is considered as Rosh Hashanah Ram, even if it's not 16 amas wide, only in combination with the part that is roofed. Dish number 19 said that it's a Rosh Hashanah Ram if it's mefulish, if it's straight open from shire to shire, from gate to gate. Now, if you have a mavoi, that's not a Rosh Hashanah Ram, but that's mefulish, it's open straight to a karmelist, the Chuba Simchas Yamtiv, which Bikavegan brings in his Zagoyas and Shulchan Aruch, brings Smachlik Zrushayim if it has halacha Rosh Hashanah Ram or not. That is according to the opinion is that to be considered Rosh Hashanah Ram, it's enough if the public walks through it and you don't have to have 600,000. It's possible at least, yeah, that you have to have that the Mavi is open to a place that Rab Mavi can buy, like in the Midbar. But according to the Shita, Rosh Hashanah Ram itself, you have to have 600,000 people. For sure, there's no need that the Mavi should be open to a place that has 600,000 because in the Midbar, that wasn't the case.